Kashmiri students in various Indian states have reported facing threats and harassment in the aftermath of the deadly attack in Pahalgam, Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJIK, which claimed the lives of 26 people, mostly Indian tourists. According to the EOGC Students Association, students in states such as Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, and Himachal Pradesh were allegedly told to vacate their rented homes and hostels shortly after the attack. Convener Nasir Quyami stated that some students were physically assaulted, verbally abused, and labeled terrorists at a university in Himachal Pradesh. In Dehradun, approximately 20 Kashmiri Muslim students reportedly fled to the airport after receiving threats from Hindu Raksha Dal, a fringe right-wing group. The group allegedly warned them of severe consequences if they did not leave the city immediately. "This is not just about safety. It reflects a coordinated effort to target and vilify students based on their region and identity," Quyami said. Former EOJIK Chief Ministers Omar Abdullah and Mahbuba Mufti called on state and central authorities to protect Kashmiri students and traders, urging Union Home Minister Amit Shah to intervene and ensure their safety. The concerns come amid a broader security clampdown in the region. Indian forces have launched an extensive search operation to track down the attackers. Meanwhile, New Delhi has suspended the Indus Waters Treaty with Pakistan and downgraded diplomatic relations, accusing Islamabad of supporting cross-border terrorism, allegations Pakistan denies.